stasis, interrupted, fire in, cryogenic, compartment, repeat, fire in, cryogenic, compartment, all personnel, reboot. 2, emergency, escape, vehicle, launch, off, fugitive, life, will come in T-minus 20 seconds.
And maybe others.
going. Keep it together. Come on.
Right.
Right, here we go, Mr. Dillon.
Give us strength, O Lord, to endure. We recognize that we are poor sinners in the hands of an angry God. Let the circle be unbroken until the day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, gentlemen. This is rumor control. Here are the facts. As some of you know, a 337 model EEV crash landed here at 0600 on the morning watch. There was one survivor, two dead, and a droid that was hopelessly smashed beyond repair. The survivor is a woman.
I just want to say that I've taken a vow of celibacy.
So we are.
That also includes women.
Yes.
We've all taken a vow!
Yes, sir,
I'd like to say that I, for one, do not appreciate company policy allowing her to freely intermingle with inmates and the rest of the staff.
What brother means to say is we view the presence of any outsider, especially a woman, as a violation of the harmony, potential break in the spiritual unity.
We are well aware of your feelings in this matter. You will be pleased to know that I have requested a rescue team. Hopefully they will be here inside of a week and evacuate her ASAP. What's her medical status?
She doesn't seem too badly damaged. She's unconscious. Can't give you a more specific diagnosis at the moment.
Will she live?
I would think so.
Look, it's in everybody's interest the woman doesn't come out of the infirmary until the rescue team arrives, and certainly not without an escort, right?
Sir.
Gentlemen, we should all stick to our set routine and not get unduly agitated. Correct? All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Doctor?
My name is Clemens. I'm the chief medical officer here.
Here?
Fury 161. It's one of Weyland Yutani's backwater work prisons. It grieves me to say. Do you mind? This is basically a stabilizer. I really ought to shave your head. I have a big problem with lice here. And when you're feeling better, I'll give you some clippers and you can attend to your private parts
yourself.
How'd
I get here?
You crash-landed in an EEV, evidently separated from your mothership before you hit our atmosphere. You have any idea how long you've been hypersleep? Because coming out the way you did can be quite a jolt to your system.
Yeah, I'll be sick for a couple of weeks.
Indeed.
Where are the others?
They didn't make it.
What?
They didn't survive.
I have to get to the ship. Get to the ship.
You're in no condition for that.
You want to get me some clothes, or should I just go like this?
Given the nature of our indigenous population, I would suggest clothes. None of them have seen a woman in years. Neither have I, for that matter. This used to be a 5,000 convict facility. But it's been reduced to a custodial staff of 25.
Why?
Keep the pilot light on.
Pilot light for what?
Blast furnace! Natural methane! We have a foundry, Lieutenant Ripley! The inmates board lead sheets for toxic waste containers!
How do you know my name?
It's stenciled on the back of your shorts.
Have a morgue. We put them there until the investigative team arrives in about a week, I think.
The droid.
Disconnected. There were bits and pieces of him all over the place. We put what was left on the rubbish tip. The corporal was impaled by that safety support. Never knew what hit him.
And the girl?
She drowned in her cryotube. I don't think she was conscious. When it happened, I'm sorry. What's the matter?
Where is she?
In the morgue.
I have to see her. I have to see what's left of her.
Is there any particular reason that you're so insistent?
Yes. I have to be sure how she died.
Look, I hate to be repetitious about such a sensitive subject, but it is perfectly clear that she drowned. Was she your daughter?
No. She could I have a moment alone, please?
Yes, of course.
No. We have to do an autopsy.
What?
I told you. We have to make sure how she died.
And I told you. She drowned.
I'm not so sure. I have to see inside of her.
You're disorientated. Half your system's
I have
in
a very, very good reason.
Well, perhaps you'd like to share that reason.
Possible contagion.
What kind?
Cholera.
Cholera? There hasn't been a case of cholera reported for 200 years. No indication of disease.
Chest. Open chest. Careful.
Lungs. Flooded with fluid. Ergo, she drowned. Now, since I'm not a complete idiot, would you like to tell me what we're really looking for?
Mr. Clemens.
Superintendent. I don't believe you've met Lieutenant Ripley.
What's going on, Mr. Clemens?
That's right, sir. What's going on, Mr. Clemens?
Well, first, the lieutenant is feeling much better, I'm happy to say. Second, in the interest of public health, I am performing an autopsy.
Without my authority?
Well, there didn't seem to be time. It's turned out all right. There's no sign of contagion in the body.
Good. But it might be helpful if Lieutenant Ripley didn't parade around in front of the prisoners, as I am told she did in the last hour. It might also be helpful if you kept me informed as to any change in her physical status. Or would that be asking too much?
We have to cremate the bodies.
Nonsense. We'll keep the bodies on ice till the rescue team arrives.
On ice.
There is the public health issue.
The lieutenant feels that there is still the possibility of a communicable infection.
I thought you said there was no sign of disease.
Well, it would appear that the child drowned. But without the benefit of proper laboratory tests, it's impossible to be absolutely certain. I would consider it unwise to tolerate even the possibility of an unwelcome virus. An outbreak of cholera would look extremely bad on a report, would it not, sir?
We've 25 prisoners in this facility. All double Y chromos. All thieves, rapists, murderers, child molesters. All scum. Just because they've taken on religion doesn't make them any less dangerous. I try not to offend their convictions. I don't want to upset the order. I don't want ripples in the water. And I don't want a woman walking around giving them ideas.
For my own personal safety.
Exactly. I will leave the details of the cremation to you, Mr. Clemens. They may use the furnace, but I want everyone back in lockup by 2200 hours.
You call it, sir.
Thomas has come early, Murph. What do you mean? Any dead officers I could have.
Bloody right. Smelly bastards all covered in lice.
Well, there's only seven of the friggin' things left, and then we're done with them. God, I ain't holding these bastards down. Always get shite all over me boots.
Talking of hosing things down, Frank.
Yeah?
If you had the chance, what would you say to her?
What do you mean, if I got the chance?
You know, if you got the chance.
You mean casual like?
Yeah.
I mean, how would you put it to her if you bumped into her in a mess hall or somewhere?
No problem. I've never had any problem with the ladies. I'd say to her, good day, my dear. How's it going? Anything I can do to be of service? Then I'd give her the look, you know, button down. And I'd give her the wink. A dirty smile. She'd soon get the picture.
Yeah, right. And then she'd say, kiss my arse, you horny old fucker.
I'd be happy to kiss her ass. I'd be happy to kiss her anywhere she wants.
Yeah, but treat her mean. Keep them keen. Right, Frank?
I told you before, Murph. She's a queen like a whore, and a whore like a queen. Can't go wrong.
What do you think killed, babe? Beats me. She just keeled over. How old was she? Just say 11. In her prime. Never mind. I'll chop her up later and throw her in the stew.
Right.
Hey, Frank. What's this?
Commit this child and this man to your keeping, O Lord. Their bodies have been taken from the shadow of our nights. They have been released from all darkness and pain. The child and the man have gone beyond our world. They are forever eternal and everlasting. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Why? Why are the innocent punished? Why the sacrifice? Why the pain? There aren't any promises. Nothing's certain. Only that some get called, some get saved. She won't ever know the hardship and grief for those of us left behind. We commit these bodies to the void with a glad heart. For within each seed, there is a promise of a flower. And within each death, no matter how small, there's always a new life. new beginning. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, it's fucking weird. The only one to survive that crash was a woman.
What trouble can she cause?
She's already changed everything.
Is there an old man? What the fuck are we
talking about? I profile. I mean it.
Talk going around that we've got some disharmony here. Any of you guys want to tell me what the problem is? Well, come on, speak to me, brothers.
All right, I'll tell you. I don't mind the dark. I don't mind the bugs. I don't mind wandering around in some cold, wet, damp tunnel for a week at a time. I don't mind anything. But I mind garlic.
Is that the way you feel about it?
Yeah. The guy's crazy and he smells bad. I ain't going out with him anymore.
You got anything to say for yourself? Well, he's going with you. Garlic is just another poor, miserable, suffering son of a bitch, just like you and me.
Except he smells worse, and he's crazy.
Knock off the shit! You got a job to do. I don't want to hear another word about garlic. Okay? Okay.
I just wanted to say thanks for what you said at the funeral. My friends would have appreciated.
Yeah, well, you don't want to know me, lady. I'm a murderer and rapist of women.
Make you nervous.
you have any faith, sister?
Not much.
Well, we've got a lot of faith here. Enough even for you.
I thought women weren't allowed.
Well, we've never had any before. But we tolerate anybody. Even the intolerable.
Thank you.
That's just a statement of principle, nothing personal. You see, we've got a good place to wait here. And until now, no temptation.
And what are you waiting for?
Are we waiting for God to return and raise his servants to redemption?
Dylan and the rest of the alternative people embraced religion, as it were, about 5 years ago. Tincture?
I'm on medication.
Hardly.
What kind of religion?
Some sort of apocalyptic, millenarian, Christian fundamentalist.
Right.
Exactly.
The point is, when the company wanted to close the facility down, Dylan and the rest of the converts wanted to stay. And they were allowed to remain as custodians with two minders and a medical officer. And here we are.
How did you get this wonderful
sign? How do you like your new haircut?
It's okay.
Now that I've gone out on a limb for you with Andrews, damaged my already less than perfect relationship with that good man, and briefed you on the humdrum history of Fury 161, can you not tell me what you were looking for in the girl?
Attracted.
In what way?
In that way.
Very direct.
I appreciate your affections, but I am aware that they deflected my question in the nicest possible way, of course.
You're spoiling the mood.
I have a job to do.
I just want to know why we had to cremate the bodies.
And now that I'm in your cot, you think I owe you an answer?
I think you owe me an answer. Being in my bed's got nothing to do with it.
I had a terrible dream in hypersleep. And I had to be sure what killed her. Anyway, I made a mistake.
Possibly.
And now I've made another mistake.
Really? What's that?
Fraternizing with a prisoner. Physical contact. It's against the rules, isn't it?
Definitely. When was this?
Well, I think you know.
I'm not a prisoner.
You have a barcode on the back of your head.
That does deserve an explanation. But I don't think now is the moment. Sorry. We are rather spoiling things, aren't we?
Mr. Clemens.
Mr. Aaron.
Superintendent Andrews would like you to report to Venture 22 on the second quadrant. Now, we've had an accident.
Something serious?
You could call it that. One of the prisoners has been diced.
Sorry. I have to go. Official duties.
How do you know?
That's his boot.
I gave him the assignment, sir. He was a wanker.
No apologies, Mr. Aaron. It wasn't your fault.
Well, not much to say, is there? Death was instantaneous.
No shit.
I take it he was pulled into the fan.
Sudden rush of air, I'd imagine. Except...
Right. Almost happened to me once. I've told them so many times. Stay away from the fans. Nobody bloody listens.
Except the fan was blowing.
What's that?
I don't know.
I want to see you in my quarters in 30 minutes, if you please, Mr. Clemens.
You know, wandering around without an escort is really going to piss Superintendent Andrews off.
Want to tell me about your accident?
One of the prisoners has been killed.
Really? How?
In the air shaft. Poor sod backed into a 9-foot fan. I found something at the accident site. Just a bit away from where it happened. A mark. A burn. Rather like the one you found on the girl's cryotube.
your side. I want to help, but I need to know what's going on, or what you think is going on.
If you really want to help, find me a computer with audio capability so I can access this flight recorder.
We don't have anything like that here.
Well, what about Bishop?
Bishop?
The droid that crashed with me.
I can point you in the right direction. I can't join you. I have a previous engagement.
This'll top you up. Golly, don't think it. What's all this shit? It's not properly wrapped.
What the hell did you ever do right?
Pete, you got that down pretty good.
Golly, you light a candle for Murphy, will you?
Well, that's thousands. You're special. Never complained about me once. I loved him.
Is it true, Leslie? His head split into a million pieces.
Okay. Who's got the matches?
Sit down, Mr. Clemens.
Thank you.
Sugar?
Oh, no, thanks.
Milk?
Just a little, please.
Thank you, Mr. Aaron.
Listen to me, you piece of shit. You screw with me one more time, I'll cut you in half.
I'm sorry, I don't think I understand.
At 0700 hours, I received word from the network. I may point out this is the first high-level communication this installation has ever received, to my knowledge. They want this woman looked after. They consider her to be very high priority.
Why?
I have no idea. Why did you let her out of the infirmary? This accident with Murphy's. What happens when one of these dumb sons of bitches walks around with a heart on?
I'm a doctor. You're the jailer.
We both know exactly what you are. Sit down.
I think it might be better if I left. I find you unpleasant to be around.
You do. Isn't that lovely? Consider this, Mr. Clemens. How would you like me to explain your sordid history to your newfound friend? For her personal edification, of course. Now sit the hell down. I don't like you. You're unpredictable, insolent, possibly dangerous. You question everything. If I didn't need a medical officer, I wouldn't let you within light years of this operation.
I'm eternally grateful.
Keep your sarcasms to yourself. Now, is there anything I should know?
About what?
About the woman. Don't play with me, Mr. Clemens. You spend every second you can with her. And I have my suspicions that not all of your concerns with her are medical. Has she said anything to you? Anything about where she's from, what her mission is, what the hell she was doing in an EEV?
She told me she was part of a combat unit that came to grief. Beyond that, I assume it's all classified. I haven't pressed her for more.
That's all?
That's all.
You sure?
Yes.
Nothing more?
No.
Get out of here.
I gotta re-educate some of the brothers. We've gotta discuss some matters of the spirit.
This makes 176.
Can't you chew a little quieter? I'm trying to figure out how big this compartment is. I can't think with all this goddamn noise you're making. I'm sorry. Now, we've encircled this entire compartment.
Hey.
What? What the shit is doing there?
Swearing.
Shut up. It's a right to say shit. It ain't against God.
What the hell is going on with the candles?
Must be the wind from one end of van shaft. Backwash from a closer circle laden unit. But if all the candles go out, how the hell are we going to know where we
Somebody
are?
Somebody will just have to go back and relight them. I guess I'm nominated.
Step, brother.
Okay, who are the comedians?
feeling?
My legs hurt.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm just a glorified toaster. How are you? Oh, I like your new haircut.
Bishop, can you access data on the flight recorder?
No problem.
Sulaco. Why were our cryotubes ejected?
Stasis interrupted. Fire in cryogenic compartment. Repeat. Fire in cryogenic.
What happened? What started the fire, Bishop? Can you hear me?
The fire was electrical. It was in the subflooring.
Did the sensors pick up anything moving around on the ship prior to separation?
It's very dark here, Ripley. I'm not what it used to be.
Just tell me. Does the recorder indicate anything? Was there an alien on board?
Yes.
Is it on the Sulaco, or did it come with us in the EV?
It was with us all the way. Everything that happened on the ship. It all goes into the computer and gets sent back to network.
And they want it.
I heard. Do me a favor. Disconnect me. I could be reworked, but I'll never be top of the line again. I'd rather be nothing.
You're sure?
Do it for me, Ripley.
Minds. Nobody can stop it.
What about Boggs and Rains?
It got slaughtered like pigs. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Stop raving, Matt. Huxley was anyone's fault. He should have been chained up.
You call it, sir. Matt is a fucking hazard.
Keep him separated from the rest. Don't want him causing a panic. Clemens?
Yeah.
Sedate this poor idiot.
Not until we know about the brothers.
Please.
Now, pull yourself together. Well, talk to me now.
Now, where are Boggs and Rains?
It was hopeless. You're not going to get anything out of him.
We'll have to send out a search team. I'm afraid we'll have to assume there's a very good chance this simple bastard has murdered them.
You don't know that. He's never lied to me. He's crazy, he's a fool, but he's not a liar.
He's telling the truth. I'd like to talk to him about this dragon.
It's a dragon? You're not talking to anyone, Lieutenant. I'm not interested in your opinion because you are not in full possession of the facts. This man is a convicted multiple murderer, known for particularly brutal crimes. Isn't that right, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah. That part's right.
Then I'll talk to you. It's important.
When I have finished with my official duties, I will be quite pleased to have a little chat. Yes?
Let me see if I have this correct, Lieutenant. It's an 8-foot creature of some kind with acid for blood, and it arrived on your spaceship. It kills on sight and is generally unpleasant. And of course, you expect me to accept all this on your word.
No. I don't expect anything.
Quite a story, Mr. Aaron.
Right, sir. It's a beauty. Never heard anything quite like it, sir.
Expect not. Show me, Lieutenant. What would you suggest we do?
Well, what kind of weapons have you got?
This is a prison. It's not a good idea to allow prisoners access to firearms.
Keeps them from killing you.
Yeah. There's no way to escape. With the arrival of the next supply ship, the company would eliminate.
This is a maximum security prison. And you have no weapons of any kind?
We have some carving knives in the abattoir, a few more in the mess hall, some fire axes scattered about the place. Nothing terribly formidable.
That's all.
We're on the honor system.
And we're fucked.
No. You're fucked. Confined to the infirmary. Quarantined. Mr. Aaron will escort you. I think you'll be safe from any large, nasty beasts while you're there. Right? Yes. That's a good girl.
Let's all report to the mess hall. Superintendent Andrews wants a meeting. Mess hall, right away, people.
Isn't there any way off of this place? Some way to escape?
No. Supply ship comes every 6 months.
And that's it?
Mm-hmm. Look. They are sending somebody to pick you up quite soon, I know.
Really? What soon?
I don't know. Nobody's ever been in a hurry to get here before. Do you want to tell me what you and Andrews talked about?
No. You'll just say I'm crazy.
That's a bit uncharitable. How are you feeling?
It's so hot. Sore throat, sick to my stomach. Pissed off.
Well, that's understandable given the circumstances. Perhaps I should give you one of my special cocktails.
I don't know why everybody blames everybody for everything. Nobody's perfect, only human. There's no such thing as a perfect human. In an insane world, a sane man must appear insane.
That's very profound, Gordon. Thank you.
Married?
Me.
You should get married, have kids. Pretty girl. I used to know lots of them back home. They used to like me. For a while. You're gonna die too.
Are you?
What?
Married.
Why?
Just curious?
No. How about leveling with me?
Could you be more specific?
Well, when I asked how you got assigned here, you avoided the question. And then when I asked about the prison ID tattooed on the back of your head, you ducked me again.
A long, sad story. And more than a little melodramatic.
Try me.
If you insist. After my student years, despite the fact that I had become secretly addicted to morphine, I was considered to be most promising. A man with a future. And during my first residency, I did a 36-hour stretch on an ER. So I went out and I got more than a little drunk. Then I got called back. Boiler had blown on a fuel plant and there were 30 casualties. And 11 of them died. Not as a result of the accident, but because I prescribed the wrong dosage of painkiller.
I got 7 years in prison and my license reduced to a 3C. At least I got off the morphine.
So?
I think I was let off lightly.
Did you serve your time here?
I got to know this motley crew quite well. So when they stayed, I stayed. Nobody else would employ me. So, do you still trust me with a needle?
Recognize that we are poor sinners in the hands of an angry God. Let the circle be unbroken until the day. Amen.
Amen. What the fuck is happening here? What the fuck is this bullshit that's coming down? We got murder, we got rape, we got brothers in trouble. I don't want no more bullshit around here. Now we got problems, we stand together.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Dillon. All right. Once again, this is rumor control. Here are the facts. At 0800 hours, prisoner Murphy, through carelessness on his part, was found dead in vent shaft 17. He seems to have been sucked into a ventilator. At about 2100 hours, prisoner Golic reappeared in a deranged state. Prisoners Boggs and Rains are missing. There seems to be a good chance that they have met with foul play at the hands of prisoner Golic. We need to organize and send out a search party. Volunteers will be appreciated.
I think it's fair to say that our smoothly running facility has suddenly developed a few problems. I can only hope we are able to all pull together over the next few days until the rescue team arrives for Lieutenant Ripley.
He's here. You got Clemens.
Stop this, Raven, at once.
I'm
stop
telling
it.
You. It's here.
And get that foolish woman back to the infirmary.
What is that?
Fuck! We give you thanks, O Lord. Your wrath has come and the time is near for us to be judged. The apocalypse is upon us. Let us be ready. Let your mercy be just. Amen!
What the fuck do we do now? Who's in fucking charge? Organize. We're gonna organize, right?
Right, well, I guess I'm next in line.
85's going to be in charge. Jesus, give us a break.
Don't call me that. Okay, look, there's no way I can replace Andrews. He was a good man. I know you guys didn't appreciate him.
Aaron, we don't want to hear that shit now. Hey, sister, what about you? You're an officer. How about showing us a little leadership?
Forget fucking Shirley Temple. You take charge.
Right.
We run things here anyway.
No fucking way. I'm not the officer type. I just take care of my own.
Well, what does this fucking beast want?
Is his mother gonna try for us all?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, ain't that sweet. So how are we gonna stop it?
We have no weapons, is that correct?
Right.
I haven't seen one exactly like this before. It moves differently. But the others were afraid of fire. Not much else. Can we seal off this area?
No chance. The installation's 10 miles square. There's 600 air ducts running to the surface.
Videos. I see these closed circuit monitors everywhere. We could try to find it that way.
The video system hasn't worked in years. Nothing much works here. We've got a lot of technology, no way to fix it.
What 85 is trying
Don't
to tell you is...
Don't call me that.
No entertainment center, no climate control, no video system, no surveillance, no freezers, no fucking ice cream, no rubbers, no women, no guns. All we got here is shit. Oh, what the hell are we even talking to her for? She's the one that brought the fucker. Why don't we just get her head and shove it through that fucking wall?
Sounds good to me.
Morris.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Right. Right. What are we going to do?
What's this?
That leads from the mess hall to the infirmary. It's a ventilation shaft.
Then we go in there. Flush it out.
Hey, look, there's miles and miles of tunnel through there.
It won't go far. It'll nest in this area. Right around here.
How do you know that?
It's like a lion. It sticks close to the zebras.
Zebras? Oh, right. But look, running around down here in the dark, are you kidding? Once you get out of this main shaft, there's no overheads.
Don't we have flashlights?
Yeah, we got thousands of them, but no batteries. I told you nothing works.
Torches? Do we have the capacity to make fire? Most humans have enjoyed that privilege since the Stone Age.
No need to be sarcastic. Never been you. They were going to dump a lot of nuclear crap in there. Never got around to it. It's clean as a whistle inside.
This is the only way, in or out.
That's right. Walls are 6 feet thick. Solid steel. Really knew how to build these babies.
You're saying we get something in there. There's no way it can get out.
That's right. No fucking way. All right, this is where we keep it. Forget what this stuff's called.
Quinine to acetylene.
I knew that. Right, I've got to get these section arrangements organized with Dylan for the paintbrush.
David?
Yeah, you can get these drums organized and...
Right, 85.
And, don't call me that.
What's this 85 thing?
A couple of us sneaked a look at his personnel file the day he arrived. It's his IQ.
I saw a drum of this stuff fall into a beachhead bunker once. The blast put a tug in dry dock for 17 weeks.
Great stuff.
All right,
Let me get this straight.
You want to burn it down and out of the pipes. Force it here, slam the door, and trap its ass.
Right.
And you want help from us Y Chromo boys, huh?
You got something better to do?
Why should we put our ass on the line for you?
Your ass is already on the line. The only question is, what are you going to do about it?
Fucking batteries in 2000 that works.
Hey, it could have been a lot worse. Yeah. We might have got the paintbrush detail.
Man, this stuff sticks.
This is the signal. Got it? Can you remember that?
is a time of rejoicing. We salute their courage. They will live forever. Those that are dead are not dead. They have moved up. They have moved to a higher place.
Crazy bastards. Andrews used to call them Dylan's God Squad. Keeps them out of mischief.
You're not the religious type.
Me? Shit, no, I've got a job. Look, Father, I figure the rescue team gets here in 4 or 5 days. 6 tops. They open the door, go in those smart guns, and kill it.
What have you heard from them?
Nothing much. We got a message received. Well, later we got something that said you were top priority. They don't cut us in on much. They're the arse end of the totem pole out here.
What if they don't want to kill it?
To get back?
Yeah.
They're lunatics, you know. They gotta kill it. Right?
Please, cut me loose.
No fucking way.
Come on, it hurts.
No, I'm sorry.
Go on. I haven't done nothing.
Oh, just don't talk to me.
Please, what did I do? Please.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit here and guard your ass like I'm supposed to. I don't need any fucking trouble with Dylan.
All I did was tell him about the dragon, what it did to bugs and rings. I didn't lie. You saw it.
Fucking hell, I saw it.
Oh, please. This gets in here, I'm dead. I can't run.
Look, it's not going to get in here. We got it trapped.
So what's the big deal? Come on, please. Let me do this, man. Don't I always give you cigarettes first?
Yay.
And I your friend? I love you, Morse.
Why not? Now behave yourself. No fucking around or I'll get nothing but shit. So where they got it? In the waste tank. We got that sucker nailed. I mean tight.
Gotta see it again.
What the fuck are you talking about?
One more cigarette for you.
Right, we got the first part. Now what do we say?
Tell them we trapped it.
What do
we
call it?
A xenomorph.
Right. How do you spell it? Hey, wait a minute. We can't kill it. We don't have any weapons, right?
Right.
See? That's all they ever tell us. Treat us like shit.
On me now?
What the hell are you talking about?
Talk to me.
You can't go in there, kid. The big motherfucker will eat you alive.
Hurry.
Take this thing away.
Yeah, they're gonna try. They don't want to kill it. We gotta figure out a way to do it before they come here.
Why do we have to kill it? You just said the company's coming for it.
That's right. They want to take it back. Some sort of weapon.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
They can't control it. They don't understand. It'll kill them all.
Like I said, what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing's wrong with that. Except a lot of innocent people will die. I thought you were a religious man.
You don't understand, do you? That world out there doesn't exist for us anymore. We've got our own little world out here. It ain't much, but it's ours.
So fuck everybody else.
No. Fuck them.
Hey, Dylan!
Yeah.
Son of a bitch, let it loose! Got what he fucking deserved. Well, now what are we gonna do? Andrews was right. I kept the shithead chained up. Okay, I'll piss on her. The fucking thing's loose out there. What are we gonna do? I just said that. And you're the dumb prick that let Dolly out, you miserable little shit.
Come on, cut that shit out.
Your fucking bozo to shape up.
What do you think?
I have to get to the EV.
Why, what's that?
I just have to use the neuroscanner.
You don't look so good.
There's a shit out of your looks. What are we gonna do?
I'm gonna smack in the mouth, you stupid wanker. Shut the fuck up and stop causing panic!
Panic, you're so fucking stupid you couldn't spell it. Don't talk to me about panic.
If you want to panic, we're fucking stroking it! Who's got me to head,
hey? Alright, now shut up, both of you! Shut up!
Well, I'm out of ideas!
What about outside?
Oh, great idea. Sun don't come up for another 2 days. It's 40 below zero. The rescue team's 10 hours away. So that makes a lot of sense.
Wonderful. So you just want us to stay here and let this thing have us for lunch?
I want you to get everybody that's still left together.
Get them into the assembly hall.
Okay?
Need any help? I don't mean to scare you.
You shouldn't be wandering around alone.
Do me a favor and run this keyboard, will you?
What do I do?
Hit B or C. What's C?
Display bio functions.
That's it.
Okay, we're hot. Now what?
Let it run a cycle.
It's real fuzzy.
Hit enhancement. Keep looking.
I don't know how to read this stuff.
Hemorrhaging will show as a dark patch. Look for hairline fractures through the base of the skull. Little white lines. What does it look like?
Horrible.
I have to see it. Freeze it.
You don't want to look at it.
Freeze it.
Place is real safe. Look, we stay here, in the assembly hall. This place never had any fucking air conditioning. If it comes in, it's got to be through one of these doors. Now, we post a guard to let us know if it's coming. In the meantime, you lay low, be ready, and stay right. In case your time comes.
Don't you start bullshitting, Dylan. We're gonna be trapped in here like rats.
You got a weapon? You got a blade and you take it out and you fucking use it!
All right. So you think we're gonna stab this motherfucker to death?
Oh, I don't think shit. Maybe. Maybe you'll hurt it before it takes you out, huh? Isn't that something? Now, any of you got any better ideas? And I'll tell you, until the rescue team gets here, we're fucked. So you better get prepared.
Well, I ain't staying here.
Well, then suit yourself.
Yeah. Let's make it to the furnace.
Holy shit. Well, all right.
Fuck it, eh? Fuck it, eh? Fucking right, it's right.
What do you want to say?
Tell them the whole place has gone toast.
Are you kidding? Then they won't come here. The rescue team will turn back.
Yeah, I know.
What are you talking about? Our only hope is that they kill this fucker. And maybe they can do something for you. I don't know. Freeze you. They can do an operation. They've got the technology.
If this organism gets off the planet, it'll kill everything. The company doesn't care about that. They just want it for their bioweapons division, okay? So we can't let them come here.
Fuck you. Look, I'm sorry you've got this thing inside you, but I'm getting rescued. I don't give a shit about these stupid prisoners, but I've got a wife. I've got a kid. I'll go home on the next rotation.
I know. This is hard. I'm going to send this message, but I need that fucking code.
I'm sorry, babe. It's classified.
Listen, you stupid little shit. This has got to be done, okay? There are no alternatives.
You're not getting it. No fucking way. Nothing personal. You understand? I think you're okay.
Thanks.
You got any ideas?
It won't kill me. Carrying the new queen. It won't kill its future.
You really want to bet this thing's that smart?
Maybe I'll go find it. See how smart it is.
You're gonna go and look for it?
Yeah. I have a pretty good idea of where it is. It's just down there. In the basement.
This whole place is a basement.
Don't be afraid. I'm part of the family.
Thank you.
life so long, I can't remember anything else. Now do something for me. It's easy. Just do what you do.
Doing out here? You're supposed to be laying low.
I have one inside of me. Big one won't kill its own.
What are you talking about?
I just saw it an hour ago. I stood right next to it. I could have been lunch, but it wouldn't touch me. Run away. It knows I'm carrying its future.
Oh, bullshit. How do you know the thing's inside you?
I saw it. The casket. It's a queen. An egg layer. It can make thousands more like the one we've got here.
That still sounds like bullshit to me. If that thing's inside you, how'd it get there?
I don't know. When I was in hypersleep, I guess. I was violated. And now I get to be the mother of the I don't have much time. And I can't do what I should. I need you to help me. I need you to kill me.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm dead anyway. I can't survive it. But the one inside of me can generate thousands more. Wipe out the whole universe. It has to die. So somebody has got to kill me. Are you up to it?
You don't have to worry about that.
No prayers.
Nobody, not to nothing. That damn thing out there has already killed half my men. Got the other half scared shitless. As long as it's alive, sister, you're not gonna save any universe.
Fucking kill
her! I wanna get this thing, and I need you to do it. And if it won't kill you, then maybe that helps us fight it. Otherwise, fuck you! Kill yourself.
Dylan. We waste this thing. Then you take care of me.
No problem. Quick, easy, and painless.
This is the choice. You die sitting here on your ass. Or you die out there. At least we take a shot. We owe it one. It's fucked us up. Maybe we can get even for the others. Now, how do you want it?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about killing that big motherfucker.
Hold it, hold it. The rescue team's on its way. We could just sit this out.
A rescue team for whom?
For us.
They just want the beast. You know that.
I don't give a damn what they want. They're not going to pick us off one by one, are they?
I wouldn't be so sure.
Come on, they're going to take us home.
They're not going to take us home.
Still doesn't mean we should go out and fight it. Jesus Christ, give us a break.
You guys have got to be fucking nuts. Look, I've got a wife and
nobody gives a shit about you, 85. You're not one of us. You're not a believer. You're a fucking company man.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'm a company man. I'm not a fucking criminal. You keep telling me how dumb I am. Well, I'm smart enough not to have a life sentence on this rock.
Yes, you!
Yeah, and I'm smart enough to wait for some firepower to show up before we fight this thing. Right,
right,
boss?
Right, okay. Just sit here. On your asses. Fine.
How about if I sit here on my ass?
No problem. Oh, I forgot. You're the guy that's made a deal with God to live forever, huh? And all the rest of you pussies can sit it out, too. Me and her will do all the fighting.
Okay. If I want the same thing as you, I want to see it dead. I hate the fucker. They killed my mates, too. Why the fuck can't we wait for the company to have some guns on our side? Why do we have to go on some fucking suicide run?
Right.
Because they won't kill it. They might kill you just for having seen it, but they're not going to kill it.
That is crazy. That is horseshit. They will not kill us.
When they first heard about this thing, it was crew expendable. The next time they sent in Marines, they were expendable too. What makes you think they're going to care about a bunch of lifers who found God at the ass end of space? You really think they're going to let you interfere with their plans for this thing? They think we're crud, and they don't give a fuck about one friend of yours that's died. Not one.
Have you got some sort of plan?
This is a lead works, isn't it? All we gotta do is lure the fucking beast into the mold. Drown it in hot lead.
All right. So how do we do that?
Yeah. What are we gonna use for bait?
We're all gonna die. Only question is when. This is as good a place as any to take our first step to heaven.
The only question is how you check out. Do you want it on your feet? Or on your fucking knees? Begging. I ain't much for begging. Nobody ever gave me nothing. So I say, fuck that thing. Let's fight it.
When was the last time you used this place?
We fired it up 5-6 years ago.
You sure the piston's gonna work?
There's nothing for sure in this place. We trap it here first, then you pull the lever, start the piston, and the piston's gonna push the motherfucker right into the mold, and one of the guys will pour the lead. End of his ass, end of story.
What if somebody screws it up?
We're fucked. You got one chance, one shot at it, that's all. We'll never have time to reset it. Now remember, when you pull the lever, for a few seconds, you're going to be trapped in here with that fucking thing.
You guys don't drop the ball, I won't.
Well, you just better be right about that thing not wanting you. Because if it wants out, that's how it's going to go. Through that alcove, through you.
Where are you going to be?
I'll be around.
What about the others? Where are they?
Praying.
You believe in this heaven shit?
No? I don't know. Be nice. What else have we got to believe in?
Hey, that was bad.
Well.
Door 3!
have channel closed! I hope.
What the fuck are you doing?
What?
Don't hold it like that. Hold it like this.
What the fuck?
You fucking kill someone, you fucking moron.
What?
All they have to do is run down the damn corridor. Stay here.
Where the hell is it?
Not many of us left, sir.
Where is Lieutenant Ripley? Is she still alive?
If she's alive, she's in the furnace.
She's in the lead works with the beast. Wouldn't wait.
Jesus Christ. You fucking...
Scared me shitless!
I thought you were the fucking beast. You fuck...
Oh my God!
I want to die!
We got a deal! Remember? It dies first, then you! I'm not gonna move without you! Now get going!
Dylan!
I've gotta hold it here!
What about me?
God will take care of you now, sister! Pause the lead.
Lord, it's over here!
Bullshit. I just felt it move.
You know who I am?
You're a droid. Same model as Bishop. Sent by the fucking company.
No. I'm not the Bishop android. I designed it. I'm very human. The company sent me here to show your friendly face. To demonstrate how important you are to us. To me.
You just want to take it back.
Kill it and take you home.
Bullshit.
You're wrong. We want to help.
What does that mean?
We're going to take that out of you.
Keep it.
Can't allow it to live. Everything we know would be in jeopardy.
You don't want to take it back?
Ripley, time is important.
Let us deal with the militants.
We've got a surgical base set up on the rescue ship.
It's very quick. Painless. A couple of incisions, you'll be out for 2 hours. And then it's over.
You still can have a life. Children. And most important, you'll know it's dead. Let me help you.
What guarantee do I have? Once you've taken it out, you'll destroy it.
You have to trust me. Please. Trust me.
No.
Jesus!
Help me.
What do you want me to do?
that.
Thank you.